Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
You probably think you know fairy tales. Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood. You probably think that they're cute and boring. But the real stories aren't cute and boring at all. The Grimm fairy tales were weird and sometimes gross and often scary. And in the podcast Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, you can listen along with a group of other kids as I tell them those tales. The episodes are sometimes grim, sometimes grimmer, and sometimes grimmest. But no matter how creepy it gets, we'll always have a great time guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and discussing what these tales mean to us. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.
Welcome to the Upside Down Story. With most stories, the storyteller introduces themselves at the beginning of the tale. But here at the Upside Down Story, we turn everything flipsy-flopsy, upside-downsy. You aren't going to know who is telling you this story until the very end. Unless you guess sooner, that is. Today, you're going to hear a wonderful tale with lots of little hints. And your job is to guess who I am by the end of the story. A mystery narrator. What could be more fun? At the beginning of every Upside Down Story episode, you will get one hint to start with. Today's hint is that the storyteller is an object. That means you're going to be guessing what type of thing I am. Am I a whoopee cushion? A tablet? Or maybe a muddy sock? Let's start today's story and see how quickly you can guess who the Upside Down Storyteller is.
Well, hello there. I may look squelchy and belchy, and hey, let's face it, I am. But I'm much more than a farty-sounding friend for your fingers, and different people like to use me for different purposes. For example, I've been a popular science project for decades. Teachers use me to explain concepts like viscosity and chemical reactions to their students in a fun way. But I'm also a hugely popular toy launched by Mattel all the way back in 1976. I came in a little plastic green trash can back then that kids couldn't wait to open. I was, and still am, the perfect non-toxic messy toy that doesn't actually leave a huge mess for parents, as long as you keep me away from the carpet, that is. As long as you're over age 5, you can enjoy playing with me safely, and maybe even prank your siblings by turning me into a giant snot ball. The sky's the limit with me because I'm a toy that, for better or worse, taps into every kid's imagination in some way, shape, or form. In recent years, I've become a full-blown cultural phenomenon, with parents getting involved and actually making me at home with their kids. There are tons of recipes for making me online, but the basic ingredients are usually PVA glue, bicarbonate of soda, shaving foam, and lens fluid. Then you can add food coloring, glitter, or any other fun artistic touches you want to me. The kids are coming home from school, and one of them is feeling stressed out. I can tell. I bet she'll come right over to me and... Yes! She's taking me out of my airtight container for a squeeze. I told you that I serve many purposes. I'm so much more than glorified Play-Doh, and this is my moment to shine. So it's go time.
It may be go time for the mystery narrator, but for all of you listening, it's time to take a 30-second break from the story so that you can think about the clues you've heard so far. Write down your thoughts if it helps you. The narrator is a squelchy, belchy object that you can buy as a toy, make with your parents at home with a few ingredients, or use in science class with your teacher. Your 30 seconds to think start now.
You're back. After she got home from school, the little girl played with me for half an hour or so in order to calm down before having dinner. It makes sense because playing with me is actually great for kids. I'm fabulous for creativity since children can add different ingredients, colors, and textures to make different versions of me. Some of the most popular types of me are glittery, fluffy, popping, and glow-in-the-dark. I'm also a good object for kids who enjoy sensory play, since I can be kneaded, pulled, and squished easily by little hands. I'm great for relieving stress and promoting mindfulness, as kids can focus on the present moment and enjoy the soothing feeling of me squelching between their fingers. I improve hand strength and mobility, as children can exercise their fingers and wrists while playing with me. And I can be used independently in group play with friends or as a family activity. YouTuber Karina Garcia makes videos about me, and the Slumu Institute is a museum and shop dedicated to me! Okay, Upside Down Storyteller Sleuths, now it's time to solve the mystery. Who was today's storyteller? You have 30 seconds to make your final guesses. Today's storyteller was Slime. I hope you enjoyed today's Upside Down story. I sure had fun turning everything flipsy-flopsy upside-downsy with you today. Put on your thinking cap, grab some paper and a pencil to write down clues, and join us for the next episode of the Upside Down story.
Go, kid, go!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.